John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side and has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One night, on the very first weekend of my pastoral internship in Morrison, Illinois, the power goes off in the house, just as I'm brushing my teeth before going to bed. I can't see a thing. The blinds are all closed, and so there isn't even a hint of a faint light that might come in from the night sky outside. I don't dare move for fear I might stub my toe or fall flat on my face somewhere in that house that was not yet very familiar to me. There really isn't anything I can do at that moment. I am pretty much stuck right to that spot. I have to wait, either until my eyes adjust to something or until the power comes back on. Darkness is the absence of light. It is used in both physical and figurative senses in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." There is nothing to be seen. The darkness is everywhere. And even if it was possible to see something, there is nothing. It's empty, dark, and lifeless. This verse says that the only thing that is there is God's Spirit, and He cannot be seen. This kind of darkness is a literal kind of darkness, almost physical darkness. It occurs during the 10 plagues while the Israelites were in Egypt. It happens while Jesus is hanging on the cross. There is another kind of darkness, figurative and spiritual darkness. It refers to fallen mankind, darkened by sin and unbelief. And this is what the Apostle John is talking about in our text for today. Darkness is a symbol for evil. This darkness has nothing to do with the absence of light from the sun or moon. It has everything to do with sin. The darkness is the result of sin. It is the result of the sin of Adam and Eve and all their descendants. And this darkness continues to exert its effect on human beings all throughout Scripture. It's their nature, their sinful nature, that threatens to destroy them both physically and spiritually. Isaiah writes, "So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. We all growl like bears. We mourn moanfully like doves. We look for justice, but find none, for deliverance, but it is far away." Job experienced great loss, his family, his possessions, and his health. Job describes the day of his birth like this: "That day, may it turn to darkness. May God above not care about it. May no light shine upon it. May darkness and deep shadow claim it once more. May a cloud settle over it. May blackness overwhelm its light. That night, may thick darkness seize it. May it not be included among the days of the year, nor be entered in any of the months." The New Testament has much to say about darkness too. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "If the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Paul writes to the Ephesians, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." The spiritual darkness of sin is spoken of over 200 times in the Bible. The darkness of sin pervades everything. And we have to admit that life for us is no different either. Sin invades our lives every day, as well as describes our total human nature. We are sinful. And we struggle in every part of our lives with the darkness that is the result of that sin. Sometimes we live with the darkness that is a result of our sinful behavior. If we get caught cheating on a test at school, our grades get lowered. When we lie, we often get caught, and then we have to pay the consequences. Cheating on our husband or our wife makes a mess out of a marriage. Gossiping hurts, and it can result in a ruined relationship, even here within the church. Sometimes we live with the darkness that comes from situations that are a result of our living in a broken and fallen world. We get sick, and often with pretty serious conditions, like cancer or heart disease, and a variety of disabilities. Our loved ones die, and we must adjust to their absences. I remember having a very real sense of darkness for a number of months after experiencing a miscarriage of a baby. And then just this past week, we came face to face with the death of little Emma Higby. It's very difficult to find or see light in the middle of such circumstances. It can seem very dark. But the Bible doesn't leave us in the dark. God has even more to say about light than he does about darkness. And it's all good. In Genesis 1, verse 3 and 4, we read, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." At creation, the very first thing that God does is give light. Light is the absolute opposite of darkness. Without light, nothing else can function. God created light so that life can be sustained. But please realize that this light is not the sun. This is the light that can reveal all things. It is God who is the source of light. God is light. And the light is very good. But just like our thoughts about the darkness, Scripture also refers to light in spiritual terms. So in Psalm 27, David writes that the Lord is my light and my salvation. He equates light with his eternal destiny. Isaiah writes, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Death and darkness and sin are going to be overcome by the coming of the light." And then we come again to our text for today. It's full of hope that only the light can give. Jesus is the Word in this passage. Jesus is God, present at creation. Jesus is life. Jesus is light. Jesus is the one in whom all people may believe. John the Baptist had an amazing message for the Jews of his day. He is God's star witness of this coming light and life giver. This Jesus is the one who shines in the darkness. He has the power to undo all the power of sin and darkness for those who believe. He is able to do this because he is God. Jesus, who came to this world as a human being, provides the way for people to experience God's grace. Jesus explains and shows and demonstrates who the Father is, the giver of life and light. To use a theological term, God as Jesus exegetes God the Father. Jesus explains or interprets the Father. Jesus lights the way to the Father and helps us see him and his love for us. But how does Jesus do this? How does he show us the way to the Father? Jesus teaches. Jesus lives his life as an example for his people. He dwells within us through his Spirit. But most importantly of all, he lays down his life for sinners so that they can live in the light and life of the Father forever. On Good Friday afternoon, the land is covered in darkness at the time of Jesus' death on the cross. But the darkness does not last. The light is more powerful than the darkness, and Jesus conquers it once and for all. In John 12, Jesus says, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." We have the opportunity to live in the light and life of Jesus as well. But it doesn't come automatically, though. Darkness is still all around us. And sin, quite frankly, still looks pretty attractive to us. We do it all the time. We still have to struggle with the brokenness of living in a messed up, fallen world. So we have to let God's light shine into our lives. Let God give us life, life that lasts forever. Just like the people of John the Baptist's day, some people believe and others reject the light, life, and grace that comes to us through Jesus Christ. You can let Him show you the way to the Father's love, and then let the light and life of the power of Jesus' resurrection demonstrate the Father's care for your eternal soul. And then there's more. Not only is Jesus the light of the world, but He said to His listeners in the Sermon on the Mount, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, and neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." That means that no matter what we do, it needs to be good. And it needs to bring praise to our Father. If it's your job to take out the trash, you need to do it well, showing praise to God every step of the way to the curb. If you're the one who stocks the shelves at the store, do it well, opening every packing box in order to bring honor to our Heavenly Father. If you're a caregiver to others, do it as if you're taking care of God Himself. If you own your own business, treat your employees and your customers as if they are Jesus. Let your light shine. Jesus uses the example of light to help us understand how to live. It's up to us to show the light of Christ. Maybe we can let this flashlight, I won't shine it in your light, in your eyes, try not, remind us of God. Think of Jesus and of the Father. Let this piece of paper symbolize you. Here's how this can work in our lives. First of all, we need to continue to live in God's light. Read the Bible, even if it's only a little bit. Pray sometimes. If we don't, we won't reflect Him at all. A little bit, we can see God. Others can see God's light in us. But we can reflect Jesus even more if we are determined to be faithful and regular about spending time with Him in the Word. Pray more often. If we remain intimately close to God, the source of the light and life, we show the light and life of Jesus Christ even brighter still. The closer we are to God, the brighter our light will be. The Apostle John gives us a glimpse of what that final life will be like when he writes in Revelation chapter 22, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing down from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night." They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is what gives us hope for now and all eternity. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to walk as children of the light. We want to follow Jesus. God, you set the stars to give light to the world. The star of our lives is Jesus. We want to see the brightness of God. We want to look at Jesus. Clear Sun of Righteousness, shine on our paths and show us the way to the Father. We're looking for the coming of Christ. We want to be with Jesus. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. For in him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Amen.